You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information available at hewlett.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. Moscow Chamber Orchestra there. Conductor Konstantin Orbelian along with cellist Nina Kotova. With a short prelude in B minor by composer Anatoly Liadov, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music as we enter the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you, as always. Coming up, we've got the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with a Swedish Rhapsody, the third by composer Hugo Alfvén. Not to mention Alex Klein, oboist and harpist Rita Costanzi, and a short adagio later from one Michael Amorosi. That and much more during classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. It's all ahead of us here on KPR. Our first visit from the Royal Scottish National Orchestra on conductor David Lloyd-Jones will bring us music by Sir Arnold Bax next, something that was written in 1917, something that for a long time was Bax's best-known work. It was inspired by a trip that he made to Cornwall, where can be found the ruins of Tintagel Castle, a beautiful and picturesque area of Cornwall that is said to be associated with legends of King Arthur and his knights. It inspired the following symphonic poem, Tintagel, by Arnold Bax, next on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem, one written in 1917 by composer Arnold Bax after paying a visit to castle ruins in the vicinity of Cornwall. We heard Tintagel, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, led by David Lloyd-Jones, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and in a few short minutes, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra will be back with Swedish Rhapsody No. 3, music by composer Hugo Alfvén, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m., at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. Details at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. A big thanks to all of you who made your pledges during that drive, the Hive Drive. You can always make a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again. We have a lovely duet for you next between Alex Klein playing oboe and harpist Rita Costanzi with an adagio for oboe and harp, music by one Michael Amorosi on Kansas Public Radio. By Michael Amorosi. Adagio for oboe and harp, played by Alex Klein and harpist Rita Costanzi here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:33. Ahead at the top of the hour, we've got news from NPR. Classical music until 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us on Wednesday afternoon. I have a quick question for you. Do you have an IRA, and are you 70 and a half years or older, and would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all three of those questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, you can visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab. Right now on the KU campus, it is 72 degrees, high of 75, under sunny skies today, with 35-mile-an-hour winds at times. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 52, And we have a 30% chance of showers late tonight, and a much better chance of showers for tomorrow. 50% chance of rain with thunderstorms possible for tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures should be around 76 for tomorrow. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Ready now to welcome back the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, and from Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén, we have Swedish Rhapsody No. 3 on KPR. Swedish Rhapsody No. 3 by composer Hugo Alfvén, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music in the next hour, still to come, here on a Wednesday afternoon.
Montgomery.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lumpton.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Louis de Fromond, our conductor, with the March from the Trojans by Hector Berlioz on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. We continue with, a bit later, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and a dreamy symphony composed by David Diamond. His fourth symphony is on the way. That and much more still to come for you on KPR. Support for classical music comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State. Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu. Very quickly, KPR would like to thank local businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. Also, a big thanks to those of you who made a pledge during that event. Next on KPR, we have with us the Aaron Quartet. As some of you may know, one of the things I've done recently is take on the job of being the host of Film Music Friday on Friday evenings. One of the things that I've swiftly learned in that time is a new appreciation for the work of Erich Wolfgang Korngold, a great Viennese composer of the early 20th century who embodied a 19th century romantic spirit in his approach to music. Before he ever came over to Hollywood and got big, though, as a young man in his mid-20s, he was busy at work on an opera called The Dead City. This was around the year 1920. In between working on that piece in evenings, apparently just to relax, he would sit down and write chamber music, series of string quartets, and in 1921, the following piano quintet in E major was written. We'll hear it played by the Aaron Quartet. Henri Siegfriedson is our pianist. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music from Erich Wolfgang Korngold, something he wrote as a man in his mid-20s in the 1920s before achieving Hollywood fame. We heard his piano quintet in E major. Pianist Henri Siegfriedson and the Aaron Quartet with the performance here on KPR. 1:41 is the time. And at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course. Classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. A big thanks to all of you who made your pledge of support during that fun drive, the Hive Drive. Remember that you can always make a pledge any time of the year over at KansasPublicRadio.org. And thanks again. We're joined next by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. They've got for us an American symphony. It was written by David Diamond, and this is something he called his smallest large symphony. It presents a vibe of floating through a constantly shifting dreamscape of color and counterpoint. We'll hear Symphony No. 4. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony take it away on Kansas Public Radio. The Seattle Symphony Orchestra, conductor Gerard Schwartz, and a symphony by American composer David Diamond, his fourth, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us a few English works, some Vivaldi, and a serenade for strings by a fellow named Carl Wavitch, all ahead on KPR.
Montgomery, Alabama, NPR News.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
Live from listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's a Czechoslovak radio symphony, conductor Adrian Lieper, and music by English composer Edward Gurman. A country dance from Nell Gwynn, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. We await cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music. They'll play us a Vivaldi cello sonata in a few minutes. Plus, we've got the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and a not-often-heard serenade from a not-often-heard composer from Poland by the name of Mieczysław Karlowicz, all ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting The Clown on Saturday, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Another English piece in store for us next, John Feletta and the Ulster Orchestra. They've got Rhapsody No. 2 in E Major from Ernest John Moran on Kansas Public Radio. And there you have the Ulster Orchestra, conductor Joan Feletta, with Rhapsody No. 2 in E Major by composer Ernest John Moran on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 2:21. We've got the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll join us in just over 10 minutes from now with a serenade for string orchestra. Lovely music from Polish composer Mieczysław Karlowicz, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available to stream on demand on the PBS app. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. And we want to say a big thanks to everyone who contributed during KPR's Hive Drive. We understand that these are trying times, and your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is the support from sustaining members. Your support makes news, music, and programming possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate during the drive, and you're able to give, consider making a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again from all of us at KPR. Cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music come together next. We'll hear some Vivaldi, cello sonata number 5, on KPR. A Vivaldi cello sonata. Sonata number 5 in E minor, played by Christoph Kwan, along with members of the Academy of Ancient Music, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 is the time. At 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. And, of course, you can catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. On the KU campus right now, sunny skies, 76 degrees. Tonight, we have a 30% chance of showers. Partly cloudy skies off a low of 51 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 77 for tomorrow. We've got a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and a bit of a better chance of showers and thunderstorms starting Thursday afternoon. And by Thursday night, 90% chance of showers and lows in the mid-50s. A quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car or truck that's just taking up space in your garage? You can always skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. And we'll take care of everything. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program all over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're ready to bring you the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. We have some music now from a composer from Poland born in the late 19th century by the name of Mieczysław Karłowicz. He was a great composer during his time. He was also an avid mountaineer and climber, and unfortunately, that's how he met an untimely end in 1909 in his mid-30s, when he passed away in a freak avalanche in the Polish mountains. In his brief time, though, he gave us some wonderful music, including an early piece that we'll share with you now, his Opus 2, Serenade for a String Orchestra. Here's the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for Strings, Opus 2, from Polish composer Mieczysław Karłowicz, played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Which means it's about time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks, as always, for joining me for classical music in the afternoons. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow, and do remember that there's a bit more music this evening from 7 to 9. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online, anytime, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Oliver Moore, whose repertoire spans Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and beyond, Sunday 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.